winding street to Kathmandu. Dodging crowded humans, cows, dogs, rickshaws. Storefronts, constellated pools of blue-white. Bright against darkening walls. The butterfly sparkle in my lasered eye still seems to hold that last shot of red sun through haze over jumbled roofs. Everything moves like slow fluid in this atmosphere, thick as dreams with sewage, incense, dust and fever and the smoke of brick kilns and cremations. Tom Kelly's bike rumbles down. We're going drinking on the Tibetan side of town. Tom Kelly's bike rumbles down. We're going drinking on the Tibetan side of town. Beggar with the withered legs sits sideways on a skateboard grinning. There's a joke going on somewhere, but we'll never know. Those laughing kids with hungry eyes must be in on it too, with their clinging memories of a culture crushed by Chinese greed. Pretty young mother by the temple gate covers her baby's face against diesel fumes. That look of concern, you can see it still, not yet masked by the hard lines of a woman's struggle to survive. Hard bargains going down when you're living on the Tibetan side of town. Hard bargains going down when you're living on the Tibetan side of town. Sandals and the baritone moan of long bronze trumpets muffled by monastery walls. Prayer flags crack like whips in the breeze, descending to the world. Tonight the message blows east. Dark door opens to warm yellow room, and there are these steaming jugs of hot millet beer, and I'm sucked into the scene like this liquor up this bamboo straw. Sliding down, we're drinking on the Tibetan side of town. Sweet Tomba sliding down, we're drinking on the Tibetan side of town.